It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 19th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is disabuse, spelled D-I-S-A-B-U-S-E. Disabuse is a verb that means to free from error, misconception, or fallacy. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Megan O'Grady. Anton Chekhov has a way of disabusing us of our specialness, of making us realize that our problems are, in fact, just like everyone else's. We know the verb abuse as a word meaning to misuse, to mistreat, or to revile. But when disabuse first appeared in the early 17th century, there was a sense of abuse, now obsolete, that meant to deceive. Sir Francis Bacon used that sense, for example, when he wrote in 1605, "You are much abused if you think your virtue can withstand the king's power." The prefix dis has the sense of undoing the effect of a verb, so it's not surprising that disabuse means to undeceive. English speakers didn't come up with the idea of joining dis to abuse all on their own, however. It was the French who first appended their prefix des to their verb abuser. The English word disabuse is modeled after the French word désabuser. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.